Scripture is our song for the journey, to guide and inspire. We are to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We say those words every Sunday. They are meant to remind us of a couple of things. One, that the stories of our faith ancestors are meant to challenge us to consider how God speaks to us in our time and place. They don't tell us exactly, precisely what to do, but put us on the right path forward. Can we make better decisions based on God's guidance for us? God gives us a big picture, and it is up to us to do the little things that will bring it to life. Secondly, we are reminded that it is not enough to just hear God's wisdom. We are to live it. We cannot say we believe in this short time we have together this morning, and then walk out the door with actions and words that do not bring care to God's world. Being God's people in the world is hard work. Following God doesn't always look like we think it should. Sometimes it gets us into trouble. But Jesus often shows us that getting into trouble because we care for someone else is the best trouble to be in. Today we've already explored the words of the prophet Jeremiah that reminded us that God loves us and knows us, that God won't accept excuses for not doing or saying the right thing, that God sends us out into the world with the knowledge to take down discrimination and violence and build up care and compassion. Then we heard the words of Jesus in Luke when he goes to preach in his hometown. Why do the people get so angry? Perhaps it is because they have preconceived ideas about who this homeboy is. At first they are impressed that he appears so wise, but then he starts saying things that they don't like. Jesus said that God sends prophets to where they are needed the most. The message that prophets bring, however, is not always sweet and light, and sometimes they want us to open our eyes and see past our preconceived notions of being part of God's world. Jesus says that God offers love and healing to people outside of the village boundaries. It's not always about us. He challenges their perception of faithfulness to God. He challenges their perception that they need to be looked after first before strangers are helped. Instead of opening themselves up to new possibilities, they get angry and run him out of town. It doesn't stop him caring for God's people wherever he is needed. We see that same scripture lived out in today's world. Our village of Alberta, our village of Canada, is being challenged to recognize that caring for God's people doesn't always put us first. When people need care, Jesus tells us to give it. When people flee in fear of their lives, we are not to put ourselves first and close the walls to our village so that we are safe but others aren't. How can this Jesus story inspire us and guide us to make better decisions? How many people are ready to run Jesus and me out of town because this is a message that you don't want to hear? Then there is that beautiful and familiar scripture about love from Paul's letter to the people of Corinth. It appears to be all light and airy, a soft quilt of love to wrap ourselves in, but it's not. Paul didn't write these words to people who were happy and doing well. He wrote them to people who were struggling and finding that being part of a community was challenging, full of differences and disagreements. And being faithful in the middle of the Roman Empire was not as easy as they thought, and they weren't being too successful. This reading follows Paul's analogies, recognizing that God gives each person something that is important to community living, and every person is valued and necessary. And that being part of a community body means that there are many different and unique parts, but that we need all the parts working together for the body to be whole and healthy. In today's scripture, Paul tells them how to live that love, how to care for each piece, each person, so that God's world can be whole and healthy. This is the doing thing, because love is an action. Remember the words, love is patient, love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. The scripture guides us and challenges us into thinking about how we love God's world. Are we spreading words of anger? Are we choosing to value ourselves over others? Are we being rude? Are we shaming and judging without checking facts? How are we being doers of God's love? Are we, individually and as a church, helping people in need? I've said it before that if we all do a little bit of something for someone else in the world would be a healthier and more whole place to be. If you believe that the homeless folk in our Alberta or Canadian village need help, how are you doing it? If you believe that all children have the right to clean water and healthy food, what are you doing to help that happen? Pick something. Be inspired by faith stories that teach us God loves more than our village, but remember that God does love our village. Pick someone to care for. You may not know them as God knows you, but you can be the patient, kind, humble, truthful love that God dreams we can be. Today, Jesus shows us how easy it is to let anger separate us from God. Jesus tells us to love one another in the way that Jesus and God loves us. Paul says, here's how you do it. Jeremiah tells us that God will give us the words, the courage to offer bold actions of love in the world. When we go into God's love today, let's listen and hear God's challenge to live our faith. Let's be doers of love. Let's offer kindness. Don't be afraid. God is with us. Thanks be to God.